at the cross. Here I am, look on to me.
Multiply to me there my burden solved. There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest thing on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of wonders loving heart and feel my deepest woe.
Sometimes we get into older songs, we get into songs we haven't sung anywhere in such a long time, but it's good to renew the interest in them and the idea of it. One of the oldest that I remember singing, and one of the greatest, 345, Love Lifted Me. 345.
I was sinking deep in sin, heart of the faithful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I.
Song, it just won't be sung because it has a question to it, and you have the answer for it. And so here we are. 376. What can
wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood. Still the cross.
telling you.
To others.
Blind, but now 40:31 is it's based on. It's a real easy song. You'll catch right on to it. You notice it says refrain after the second verse only. Well, I don't do that. I do that through both verses. Teach me, Lord, to wait right down on my knees till in your own good time you answer my pleas. Teach me not to thank you. When sorrows like billows flow over my soul, and my heart is filled with despair, they'll end that old story of city so fair, where peace like river rolls on, where peace like a river flows over my soul, my soul. When sorrows and sorrows from my soul have flown, I'll dream that the mountain that holds me and wide, where peace like river, peace like river.
We read of a beautiful prayer,
a prayer of the nations to
from thee. I know he was thinking of the image that brings to his home. How deep was his sorrow when Jesus was praying alone.
Y'all did a good job. First round.
As he prayed there alone in such deep agony, it was
the most beautiful prayer.
Just to think his great heart was all broken for me, that he my great sorrow must share.
Have we done 193 in 100 years?
193 in 100 years.
It's time to do it.
193 in 100 years.
Yeah. I found my Lord and he is mine. He won me by his love. I'll serve him till my years of time and dwell with him above. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found his soul, I found his soul. His service is my sweetest delight, his blessings ever flow. No love the Lord, but promise I know.
Bye.
good singing tonight. What a good singing. A lot of good old songs. We haven't sung in a while. And good thing about it. Good to be with y'all tonight. This morning in our Bible class time, we were closing out the book of Jude. And we haven't got to the finished verse of it yet, but along about verses 18 and 19, we read some things about ungodly words, ungodly mannerisms, ungodly life. Over and over again, Jude mentions this by inspiration as to how the brethren faced circumstances that they were meeting in the world in which they lived. And he seems to indicate in the latter part of that verse that maybe they got a habit of doing the same thing, and that they replied in an ungodly manner. And in that way, they found themselves not pleasing to God at all. And Jude is telling them that they need to have the Spirit of God within them and listen to what the Spirit of God has taught in the Word of God for them to talk to others and live in such a way that they do not get into ungodly practices or ungodly words in their lives. I think that's a fitting thing for brethren to hear far and wide. And I thought tonight, I changed what I initially thought I would speak tonight on this invitation and talk about that in just a moment in regard to our choices in life. Do we base our choices in life on what others have done to us, what others have said to us, how others mistreat us? There are those who ride out on the highways these days and they have a thing that's called road rage that takes place. And there are those who respond to road rage with a gun that is drawn and fired out the window. There are those that respond by setting their speed at a higher level and trying to run them down before they get to the curve that they're going to run around. Anyway, there are all sorts of reactions. And of course, when the law officer gets there, and I'm familiar with them and their work and everything, they want to say, well, this wasn't the way for you to respond to the road rage. This wasn't the way for you to do. You were excessive in speed and you did other things too that just are not right. It does not justify, even in the world in which we live by the laws of the land, for us to do things in kind of how it's done to us. Think about that. Think about how the Lord is the final judge on these matters. And which how Paul said, Simon Peter said, Jude would say, and James would say for sure, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John certainly said the words of Jesus in regard to how we choose to speak. And to speak in such a way that God would be blessed in our lives and not that we would be justifying what we do just on the basis that someone else mistreated us. Think about that. Your relationship to the Lord tonight, if you're responsive to God's invitation and the ideals of Simon Peter, pray the Lord for me. If none of these things will come upon me, then we'd love to do that. Let's stand together as we sing this 708.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place.
Bill McCurdy down in Panola County he was often up in this area and up and went northwest, and his daughters were showing cows and pigs and horses and goats and one thing or another, and they were always winning because he really encouraged that. Bill McCurdy was only 63 years of age, but he passed away of cancer day before yesterday. His funeral service is in the morning at 11 o'clock at Wells Funeral Home there in Sonoma County. So Bill McCurdy was a fine father and good man. God bless you all as you come tonight to enjoy the bounty of a real nice potluck tonight. And I let Miss Jane take it away from me this afternoon. And she did the fixing of the cheese and the sausage that goes with it. That's from Mississippi State Chief. And have a good time today. But she does a good job, a better job than I would ever do in chipping it up. And she did a good job. All right, let's close our service and let's go eat.
Yeah.
Let's sing one verse of number 710. 710, and after this song, David, would you do us in prayer? Thank you. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow.
Prepared for us tonight, bless those hands prepared for us to thy service to give us grace and our prayers.